At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm joined by Mike Benning and Don Smoot of the American Legion Post 474 in Zelenople. Mike and Don, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Thanks, Seth.
Before we start, I want to personally thank the two of you, all of your members, and the rest of our active or retired veterans for your service.
Very welcome. My pleasure.
Mike, we have listeners of the show that have heard of the American Legion before, but might not understand what your organization does. Can you give an overview of everything that the American Legion does?
So the American Legion has been around for quite a few many years. My first influence with the American Legion was at a very young age. My grandfather was a post commander, 327 in Shawnee, Kansas. So I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I really didn't know too much about it. Excuse me. But I always knew that every time I was there, I always felt like it was home. Good people always welcomed me in with open arms, just loved the place. So that always stuck with me. But unfortunately, I didn't have a place to go to until after I got out. You know, well, I was still in the military. So about 16 years ago, I rejoined the Zealy American Legion. So some of the things they do, for veterans, when we get out, we need a place to go to relate with people. Be around our own kind, if you will, veterans, we kind of cling to one another a little bit for support. But for the American Legion, I know a lot of people, there's a lot of social members as well, and they come and join because maybe they couldn't join the military for whatever reasons, or they didn't join. So they always look for a place to help. To come help out military, local communities, stuff like that. So they come and join. We help with local companies, veterans. We help out with veterans. We'll help with fixing houses, fixing cars. You know, if they need cash for bills, we help out the families. We do what we can. So the American Legion is, it's pivotal. They definitely need American Legion in local areas.
No, for sure. And especially the one in Zelenople. I know you're super active in the community. We'll get to that a little later on, but it's just one of those organizations I'd hate to see go away. And I know in some communities that it's dropped off or doors have had to be closed, but I never want to see that happen, as I know that speaking to veterans, that it is a place for them to to feel like they're with their own people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's very true. I think that there are a lot of instances where the generations are aging, and they don't think, the newer, younger members, like my son, they don't always think about joining an organization like the American Legion, because they think of it as an organization that is for older folks. We're trying to change that stigma about it, so that we can get younger people in, because they will be the lifeblood of this organization moving forward, and they are going to be the ones that are going to be able to benefit from it in the future.
No, and I know other civil organizations are struggling the same there, Dawn. Rotary has struggled with that, and Elks, Lions, so whatever we can do to help encourage younger generations to carry on the traditions of these clubs, we have to do that.
Sure.
Don, you have a great story that you shared with me personally, but you and your husband have joined the Zelenople Post. How did you join? And maybe your story can help encourage others as well.
Well, I just want to say, my family has, and my husband's family, we have a very long and decorated history of service to the military. Our grandfathers, our fathers, My father was a World War II vet who jumped on D-Day over Normandy, you know, so on his 18th birthday. So he was always really involved with the VFW and the Legion. And now my husband was a veteran as well. So you get that. Mike had mentioned the camaraderie. As a wife of a veteran, there is a camaraderie when you're in the military that doesn't exist in most places. So it was really interesting. And then as we move forward, I have two sons and both were also in the military. They were both in the Army and one went to Iraq and one went to Afghanistan. So it's really important to realize what the veterans do for our country and how they protect us. Without them, we wouldn't have the country that we have today. So in order to support them, you know, we were always really interested in veteran organizations. And my husband happened to work in Zelenople. And he drove past one day and saw all the motorcycles out front from one of the rides that they have for the American Legion riders. And motorcycles is also one of his great loves. So we were able to, he actually joined because of that. And that brought me into the organization. And here we are today. We're very active and we love to try to do everything we can help with the veterans. I also want to point out my sister is the director of Veteran Affairs in Beaver County. So again, you know, this is something we've lived and seen the challenges that our veterans have firsthand. So I really want to make sure that we take the opportunity to support our veterans in every way that we can in our communities.
For sure. And both of you are American Legion riders, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what does this mean? And is it a separate membership or, you know, branch of the American Legion?
So, like I said before, you have to be a member of the American Legion to become American Legion rider. So you don't necessarily need to be a veteran. So you can come in there, you know, join the American Legion. If you have a motorcycle, you got registration, you got insurance, you can become an American Legion rider. So pretty simple.
That's actually great to know because I didn't realize that. And I know we have a good bit of people here at the local office that, you know, do bike rides and such, and they like to help support any way they can. But, you know, our listeners, if you have a motorcycle and insured and everything else, you know, come out and join Post 74 American Legion Riders. Dawn, how active is your riders group in our community?
They're actually quite active. Just for an example, last week we joined up with some of the Cub Scouts in the local region, and we went out to the Zelenople Cemetery and placed flags on all the veterans' graves. And we will also be doing that next week in Elwood City. And that's something we do every year for Memorial Day. The other thing we do is we help maintain some of the memorials in and around town and some of the parks. At Christmas, we have an adoptive vet program. So we will actually adopt a vet who lives in one of the homes that, you know, like Butler Home or something like that, that's a veteran, and we'll donate presents to them. We regularly participate in all kinds of parades. For example, the big Zeely 4th of July parade, which we missed last year. We do Patriot Guard missions, which is another subset of motorcycle folks who help welcome back veterans who have been deployed overseas, or we will also stand flag lines and help at veterans' funerals. So there's all kinds of things like that. Another thing we've done is the Honor Flight Pittsburgh, which is an organization that takes veterans of foreign wars down to DC to tour their memorials. So like Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans. So they have a whole thing where they take them down, have a day down in DC, and then bring them back. And when they come back, we're there to welcome them with a flag line and a ceremony. So we're really active in our community, and I would love to see us get more people out to help support that. And the greatest thing I really love about our organization is that we do these other major things, but we also have a personal outreach to veterans in need. Mike has a couple of good stories to talk about that?
All the Legion riders bring a certain set of skills to the table, you know, whether you guys have contractors or, you know, carpenters, mechanics, whatever. So we will take those skills and we will go out in the local community and help our veterans out. You know, veterans, not only just veterans, but the veterans' families, their spouses. We had a guy, I believe he had some transmission problems and he couldn't get out of his house. And, you know, I think he was a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, one of our guys owns a shop locally and he took the vehicle down to his shop. We donated the money from our American Legion Riders Fund, fixed his vehicle, and the guy's good to go now. You know, we've done this with houses, you know, like I said, cars and, you know, whatever they need. I know our guys have actually gone out and tore down somebody's porch and rebuilt their porch right there for them. Went out, bought the materials, went out to their house, fixed their porch, took care of them. No questions asked, no money, no nothing. Have a nice day. So, and it's just little things like that. That's what we do.
I understand, you know, the pride that all of you have in not looking to do this for recognition. This is to help another brother or sister out, which is, you know, just unheard of in most organizations, groups, or anything else. You know, you're doing this behind the scenes.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we're not looking for pats on the back or recognition. These are our folks. You know, we took an oath years ago and it carries on. So we take care of our people, take care of our veterans, you know, their families. It's what we do. It's what we live for. So
I understand a large number of the American Legion riders from Zelenople Post 474 will be traveling to DC over Memorial Day weekend to participate in the Rolling to Remember demonstration. This was formerly known as Rolling Thunder. It is a motorcycle demonstration held in our nation's capital to raise awareness of the critical issues facing our nation's veterans, demand action for the 82,000 service members who are still missing, as well as raise awareness of the 22 veterans who die by suicide each day. Have either of you attended in person?
Yeah, absolutely. My first year was 2012. And so we rode down, and of course we stop along the way, you know, and at a popular route where motorcycles all travel, and there's people out there greeting us, you know, on the sides of the road. We're still 200 miles out from DC, but they know that this is happening and they know this is going on. We always get a warm reception from Berkeley Springs American Legion. They always have a nice little setup for us down there. We go down there, we see the, you know, the same people every year. It's great. But getting into DC and it's just, it's pretty amazing. It really is. So like Saturday, we'll go out there and we'll go to, the memorials. I know my first trip to like World War II Memorial and the wall was like, it was hard to explain. It really was, because I had never been down there before and never seen it. So Friday night we went to the Candlelight Vigil, and just being down there, you know, with guys who were, you know, the NAM guys, the Vietnam veterans. I mean, they were just amazing. You know, it's a very emotional place. It really is, you know, especially when you're surrounded by, you know, guys who were there, you know, guys who know the guys that are on the wall, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's sad a little bit too, but hey, you know what? We're down there and we're supporting those guys. It's amazing. The ride itself. So Sunday morning, Sunday's a pretty long day. Starts about 6 o'clock in the morning. We're staged and then we finally probably start pulling out around noon. And then we go through the streets of DC and people are everywhere. I mean, it is just amazing the reception that we received down there, riding through, you know, the streets of DC. Staff Sergeant Tim Chambers, the saluting Marine, there every year, you know, and that's one of the highlights going down there is, you know, driving past him, render a salute and press on and, you know, drive through the streets of DC and, you know, see all the, you know, the Patriots out there, you know, telling everybody, thank you. You know, it's great. It really is. I mean, you're looking at, you know, between 900,000, you know, and a million bikes out there. Used to be in, you know, north and south lot of the Pentagon, but, you know, now we're, it looks like we're going to be at the RFK Stadium. So this year will be, you know, a little bit different for us. But hey, we're going down, you know, we ride for those who can't, and that's what we do. So
I can't even imagine that many people on bikes, one place, raising awareness. And like you said, doing it for those who can. If people are, do you have people that you're still looking to ride down with you? Can people still sign up, or are you guys fully booked to go?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they probably have to find, you know, like some hotel, a place to stay at, but you can go down there. We'll stage, you know, come on down. Everybody's welcome. You know, the more the merrier, the way I look at it.
Speaking of the American Legion riders, Mike, you have your own event coming up, and we want to make sure to highlight this. Can you share with us your event coming up here in July?
Yeah, absolutely. So our 7th annual benefit ride is coming up here on July 10th. We'll be starting out at the American Legion. So registration will begin at around 11, and first bikes usually go out about noon. We usually try to break it up, maybe one or two groups. For those that may not know the route, we'll have, you know, guys out there who will lead the route and, you know, take everybody where they need to go. First stop will be at the Wheatland VFW. Our second stop will be at the Volant Legion. And then our final stop will be at the Legion Post 512 in Rochester. Well, we'll have like our picnic, either live music or a DJ. They'll do 50-50 drawings. The ride is about a little over 100 miles. It's actually 103 miles. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a jaunt. There's not many stops, but there's more miles in between the stops. So, and of course, the this year's the benefits will go for Home for the Troops. So, we've raised a lot of money for them in the past, and have really done. We've worked very well together.
And speaking of Homes for Troops, for our troops, can you talk about them? Because, you know, I've read some stories, and I think I might know of someone down in Uniontown that had a home built for him. But please share your experience with them.
So Home for Troops has they've been around since about 2004. And they're one of the top rated vets and military charities, you know, in the nation. I mean, these guys are outstanding. So, you know, they're not just building homes. But they're building homes that accommodate, you know, somebody's in a wheelchair. You know, we got wider hallways, more accommodating bathrooms, or, you know, the kitchens are designed for somebody in a wheelchair or on crutches or whatever. So it helps them in their day-to-day, you know, routines, which is huge, because you can only imagine what it's like for, you know, the spouses and the families to incur this type, you know. I mean, it's a lot for a family to take on, but they try to ease that pain as much as possible. Currently, Homes for Troops has built over 316 homes, and currently they have 67 projects underway right now. Three of those that I know of, one was in Harrisville for a Navy vet, and I believe two were in Connellsville. Dawn, is that correct?
Yeah, one in Connellsville, one down in Uniontown, as Seth had mentioned.
Okay, excellent. So it's great. I mean, the reception when they donate these houses, when they give them these houses, is just amazing. Like, there's so many people there. You know, they got the people up, they got the tents up, everybody's there. It's just a great atmosphere. I mean, they're so happy to get their home. I think it was 2 years ago, we were a part of the one for the Navy vet up in Harrisville, and they gave him the house. And our president, Greg Biggers, who is like probably one of the best American Legion rider presidents you could ever have. So we actually donated them over $10,000 that we received for our ride. I think it was 2 years ago. And
That was 2019. We raised a little over $10,000 from our benefit run.
Yep.
And this year we're doing the same thing. We're hoping to raise a similar amount of money to go to the organization as well.
I hope that you can raise even more than that. This sounds like a phenomenal organization to be involved with.
They are, Seth. They actually donate over 90 cents of every dollar that is given to them goes towards the home itself. Wow. So yep. These are specially adapted homes built for post 9/11 veterans who have been seriously injured in some way during their service. These homes are donated to these people, and they try to get them the homes in the areas that they want to live in. So it's not like they just pick out a location for them. They try to put the veteran where the veteran wants to live. And they also provide financial counseling for the veteran so that they can actually learn how to deal with their finances in relationship to any of the disabilities that they may be having. It is a phenomenal organization, and they receive a lot of kudos from many big organizations. Lots of major companies like Home Depot will donate product to them to build these homes. It is just a wonderful thing. And I'm so happy that we're being able to support them again this year.
Yeah, that's incredible. Do we know of a potential site nearby that they might be doing this again for a veteran?
Not at this current time, but there's always one in the works. I mean, if you look at the site, so if you go to the site for them, it's HOTFS.org. They have a ton of them out there. So I'm sure that if you know of someone, encourage them to actually apply.
We'll do. And we'll put the link to that site on there so that people listening to our episode can go ahead and click the link, check out this organization, because it's a great cause. Not only that, but your run on Saturday, July 10th, we just hope the best weather. We hope that we can encourage more to get out there and help ride with all of you, as this is for a great mission.
That would be awesome. If you don't want to ride, stop by at the picnic. You don't have to ride a motorcycle. So the picnic in the afternoon is open to anyone who would like to come. So it's of course, there's a fee to come to the picnic. It's $15 for the picnic only. And, there's good food there. As Mike said, there's music, there'll be beverages, raffles, all kinds of things in the afternoon. So if you don't ride, feel free to come out at Unionville American Legion Post 512, which is in Rochester on Route 68. It's real close to Zelianople.
Yep.
If anyone would like to register, is there a best method of contact?
You can actually register at the ride, but if you have any questions, you can contact our president. His name is Greg Bigger. And you can reach him at 724-312-7431.
Perfect. Anything else that you would like to share with us today?
We just hope to see everybody at the ride on July 10th. Like I said, we really hope for a great turnout this year. Last couple of years, have been kind of rough for everybody. So there's no excuse not to come out. It's good. Hopefully we got great weather. Come out and donate to a great cause, help your local veterans. I just hope to see a lot more people out there this year. It'll be great.
Yeah. And if you don't ride, feel free to stop by the picnic, do whatever you can. If you want to make a donation to our raffle, somebody could contact me. I'll be happy to put my email address, and you can provide it in the meeting notes if somebody would want to donate to our raffle or something like that as well. Just come out and support us. This is a great organization, a great cause. Homes for Our Troop is a phenomenal fundraising for vets. I'd love to see more participation, as Mike said. The more, the merrier. Come on out and join us.
For sure. And I can't leave the episode without reminding those that Memorial Day is coming up soon. And we would love for you to come out and support the Zelianople Post, as they will be honoring those that have fallen in battle, and we look forward to a further announcement closer to Memorial Day, correct?
Yeah, yes. Yep, absolutely.
So stay tuned for that announcement, and as soon as we know, we'll also put it in the notes for the show. Thank you both so much for joining us today. Please support the Zelianople American Legion Riders 7th Annual Benefit Run on Saturday, July 10th. Registration and event information will be in our notes of the show. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you Absolutely.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.